It's also fine to say we don't know enough. I cannot really defend my solution in a way, but we will figure that out and then we'll come back and we have better answer.
Welcome to the 7-Minute Product Master Series podcast. I'm Luis Kangede, and today I'm joined by Pierre, Design Lead at Snap Mobile Germany. Welcome, Pierre.
Thanks for having me today.
Thank you for coming. And to start the show, give me a brief definition of product design.
The end goal of product design is making sure that you deliver the best experience for your end customers that are going to use your product in the end. I would say this should be valid for each stage of their journey. And how you do that, basically, you have to walk a little bit into your customer shoes. So you have to empathize with them and always have your customers in mind during the whole process of the product iterations, from the initial discovery and then down the road to ideation process, when you test your solution and up to the market release. So I would say the role of a product designer is more overlooking this end-to-end design process.
Thanks for sharing. And I'm curious to know, what's the biggest product design mistake you've ever made and what did you learn?
I can give you like an example of a side project that we launched at Snap some time ago. One of my colleagues is a passionate photographer, and we built an app for allowing storing pictures and using machine learning to recognize and categorize them in a smart way. Yeah, even though we enjoyed a lot working on this project, the product eventually didn't find a good market fit and we decided to sunset it. The major mistake there was that we didn't spend enough time on user research upfront to test our hypothesis and to identify the core needs. So going back, I would definitely spend more time figuring out the user needs and eventually pivoting the solution around them. Yeah, in the end, we ended up sharing our learnings into some conference talks and a couple of blog posts.
On to the next question. What's the one piece of common wisdom you disagree with and why?
Now I'm in this kind of field for more than 10 years, definitely. And one thing I still see, even though the design domain has evolved a lot in the past years, like designers are still somehow perceived as creative people or some kind of artists in a way. I still hear today, like, yeah, we have to implement this or that flow or feature and we need a designer to make it look nice. I recently gave a talk at the client project where I'm currently working at called like design is not just pushing pixels. I tried to explain that the visual aspect is just the tip of the iceberg, right? In a way, so there is much more that influences the end user experience. Research, analysis, problem solving, content strategy, those are all aspects of design. Unfortunately, the visual part still gets the most attention, even though everything else that kind of represent the foundation and it's the biggest part of it sometimes tend to go unseen.
What's the best product design advice you've ever received and why?
I can definitely remember a former senior colleague of mine that used to come to design reviews and ask a lot of why. So he was always asking like, why you went for this option or for this solution. And initially I found this a little bit curious, but then talking to him, I realized that this was kind of his way to push us into critical thinking. Especially as a product designer, you always have to be ready for the why question. In best case, you bring a piece of evidence, a user insights or data that support your solution. Because if there is no evidence, it's basically just an opinion. And now I challenge myself and I try to integrate also this behavior into my design thinking process so that I always try to support my choices with evidence. Yes, it's also fine to say we don't know enough. I cannot really defend my solution in a way, but we will figure that out and then we'll come back and we have better answer.
What's working best in your product design process right now?
One thing that I like to do is to test ideas in a rapid way, quite often using rapid iteration cycles. The best way to achieve that is to work closely with your dev team, and you can create functional prototype or a quick solution that then can be put directly in the hands of your users. This is actually more powerful than prototypes created with design tools because it gives you quite a lot of insight to move forward and also validates technical aspects of your solution.
What's the one thing every product designer should learn?
I wouldn't mention any tools or fancy new tech out there. In this case, I would really say communication. So I think communication is extremely important. Soft skill to learn, especially in our domain, because product design is not about mastering a sort of specific tool or a very specific hard skill, but it's more as a generalist role. So it's more like bringing together the pieces of a puzzle in a way. And in order to do that, you have to talk with the different teams, different departments, if you are working in a larger organization. And it's important to know how to share information and to handle sometimes critical conversations. I would definitely say communication is probably the most important skill to learn in our case.
And on to the last question, what's the one thing you learned about yourself recently that changed the way you work?
Lately, I'm spending a little bit more time in defining and focusing on more long-term personal goals. You know, I'm that kind of person who kind of likes to get stuff done, get stuff released or shipped in a way. But I realized that this brought me to focus more on short-term achievements and overlook my long-term personal goals. So now spending a little bit more time in prioritizing things that are more important to me. Also, that helps in my goals. So it's a little bit like shifting the quadrant in the Eisenhower matrix. Rather than focusing on things that are urgent, you should shift towards focusing on things that are important. For example, you might have a long-term goal that is important to you, but it's not urgent in a way. But working on this every day, step by step, it will help you achieve that goal.
Thanks, Pia, for joining us today and sharing all those insights with our audience.
Thanks to you, Luis. Very happy to have been here.
Well, that's the end of the episode. Thank you so much for listening, and see you next time.